welcome to our second session of our series this week, God's Final Word, where we're delving into what does it mean for Jesus to be and represent God's final statement to the world. And our first session, we had a little bit of an intro, a little pathway of what we're going to be looking at. But today we're going to be delving into the first of our points from Hebrews 1. And we're going to be looking at Jesus as the radiance of God's glory. So we're going to be reading from Matthew 3, verse 13 to 17. And it says this: "Then Jesus came from Galilee to John to be baptized by him in the Jordan River. But John tried to prevent him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and yet you come to me?' So Jesus replied to him, 'Let it happen now, for it is right for us to fulfill all righteousness.' Then John yielded to him. After Jesus was baptized, just as he was coming up out of the water, the heavens opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming on him. And a voice from heaven said, 'This is my one dear son, in him I take great delight.'" And so here we see something that is revealed that actually is quite a core thing of what Jesus came to do in the world. And here Jesus is given an offer. He's given an opportunity to do kind of whatever he wants, to kind of take what people are putting on him, placing on him, the expectations that people might have for someone like him, whether they know him in full or not. But Jesus comes and he says to John the Baptist, "It is right for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness. Whether you think you're worthy to baptize me or not, my job isn't to come and do what you assume I'm supposed to do. My job isn't to come and fulfill what you assume I am coming to fulfill, but it is to come and fulfill all righteousness. It's to come and demonstrate a divine quality of life so that you know that this is God. This is godly living. This is God's standard. And so with all the history of God's people and all the prophetic words, Jesus is coming to say, it is right, it is the right way to do things that I am baptized, not only for now, but for the future. And you can see John instantly straight away, he says, okay, John yields to him. And as Jesus comes out of the water, we see the heavens open. We see the Holy Spirit coming on him as a dove. And we hear the voice of the Father. We see confirmation from God the Father and God the Holy Spirit that here God the Son is coming to represent us. He is stamped. He is approved. This is, again, I'll come back to the statement, it is the righteousness of God on display here in a very public manner, in a very visible manner, in a way where if you were there, you knew, you saw the dove, you heard the voice. It wasn't something that was supposed to be hidden, because God is revealing himself to his people and to all those who would come after. And so it is made very clear that this is my son. This is the one that you're supposed to listen to. And we'll delve into some later sessions of some of the things that come out of that. But it's so important for us to know that Jesus comes and he came and lived a life to come and express the divine life that was always supposed to be a part of the human experience. And we know through the fall and through different things that that tangibility of that experience was lost. But Jesus comes to reinsert it and to say that I am going to live righteous and I'm going to display the righteousness of God among you. And then we're going to look at John 14 from verse 8 to 10. And this is Jesus in conversation. And it says this: "Philip said, 'Lord, show us the Father, and we will be content." Jesus replied, "Have I been with you for so long, and you have not known me, Philip? The person who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father residing in me performs his miraculous deeds." And again, here we see a really key thread and foundation of what Jesus came to do. That actually, Jesus didn't come for his own selfish ambition. One of my favorite scriptures, which I did a big study on for my master's, is Philippians 2, which talks all about the humility of Christ through the Christological hymn. And there we see how he humbled himself in so many different areas and degrees, even to the point of death. And here he expresses to his disciples that I do not speak on my own initiative. Jesus didn't come to promote Jesus as God. Jesus didn't come to promote the Son as God, as the one that is above everyone else. Jesus came to reveal who the Father was. He came to reveal who God is, that the fact that Yahweh is in fact God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We see this in Matthew 28 at the end. Jesus is the one who introduces the language of "in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." And so we know that everything that is coming from Jesus comes from a selfless place. It isn't coming from a place of self-promotion. It isn't coming from a place of idolatry. It isn't coming from a place of self-want and self-fulfillment and self-desire. And in fact, we didn't read this, but later on in the story, after he's baptized, he's taken into the wilderness. He fasts for 40 days and he is given an opportunity by the devil to go and take the things that were rightfully his in illegitimate ways, in unrighteous ways. And through that story, he shows us that even if it's his right, he is going to take it the right way. He's going to fulfill all righteousness, because it's not only about the fact that he is Jesus, he is the Son of God. He has come to reveal who the Father is, to reveal who God is. He's come to radiate the glory of God. And then one of the amazing things that he says later on is that the Father residing in me performs his miraculous deeds. So at this point, they've seen Jesus do some incredible things. They've seen him do things they can't explain. They've seen him speak to people they should never have spoken to. And Jesus has built quite a reputation. He's built quite a following. He's a known person. He's a known rabbi, known teacher. Some see him as a prophet. But Jesus' own claim to his disciples is that these deeds are not even his own. But what is happening is that the Father is proving to each and every one of them that Jesus is his final word by demonstrating in our physical realm through miraculous signs, whether it's healing or whether it's different things he does with weather, whether it's the fact that he knows where the fish are supposed to be. Jesus displays the glory of God.
Thank you, Warner. You've been listening to Bible Focus. Join us at the same time tomorrow as we continue this series.